Yes, as a SELT education spokesperson this morning, we took evidence from the Department for Education and the Education Authority, the body responsible for schools in Northern Ireland. They confirmed that 88 positive cases have been confirmed across 64 different schools in Northern Ireland. That was a number that was shocking to me and to other members of the committee as well. This is something that adds to the huge amount of stress and frustration amongst our teachers and school leaders out there, and also our parents as well, who are worried about whether or not the school environment is safe, but also absolutely adds huge pressure to our teachers and school leaders who are doing a huge amount of work and working tirelessly to ensure the safety of both staff and pupils in very difficult and challenging circumstances. Those schools, our principals and teachers, need support, and we need that support and intervention from the Department of Education and Education Authority now.
And what kind of intervention are we talking about here? You know, it can be argued, inevitable that cases would rise once schools did reopen.
Yes, well, many principals and teachers have said that they have struggled to get their children tested. There has been considerable issues in accessing tests, particularly in schools where there has been an outbreak and where a child has had direct contact with another child or indeed a teacher. They've said that they've found it very difficult not only to get the test, but to get the support necessary from the Department of Education and the Education Authority. The Minister has confirmed to me that 10 tests will be provided to each school for a child to take home for their parents to do the test on them so the school doesn't have to. Although that is something that is also putting parents, particularly vulnerable parents and grandparents, in a difficult position. We always knew returning schools was going to be risky. We knew it was an important part to ensure minimal disruption to the education of our children and young people. However, we agreed to do so on the basis that it would be safe and that these schools would be supported. It is my view these schools are not getting the necessary support they need to ensure the safety of staff and pupils, not only in terms of resources within the school environment, but absolutely when there is a suspect case or an actual confirmed case, that these schools should be able to get the advice that they need when they need it, and also access to sufficient testing to put it in use not only the teachers and staff of the school, but also the parents as well of the wider pupils that are in that particular bubble that may be affected by the person's infection.